Mr. Longley?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
I have got you on speakerphone, and the entire Board of Equalization is here and listening to what you have to say, and we have your information in front of us regarding a parcel of property that you are appealing the assessment on.
That is all correct.
We are wondering if you're prepared to address that at this time.
I believe I am, yes.
Would you like to go ahead and begin?
Sure. First of all, I haven't done this before, so bear with me if I make a mistake. But it's a little rough for you, but what I was looking at here was I purchased this property for, I guess, last year, about a year ago, for $319,000. And the assessment on it, I believe, is higher than that. And I just wish to have this property assessed at what I paid for it. It was not a foreclosure. It was not a short sale. It was just up for sale. I purchased it, and that is it. And I have sent over three different listings of, I believe, equivalent properties in the same condo. And some are asking equal prices as mine, and some are asking a little bit less than mine. Now, I'm not sure if these have sold in the past few months since we have we started this process, but that's kind of where I'm at as of today.
Okay, we're in the process.
So it appears you paid $318,000 for this property. Is that correct?
$319,000.
And it's currently appraised at $362,000.
Yeah, and that appraisal came from where?
The assessor.
Oh, that's the assessor. Okay, yeah. I guess that's what the appraisal was before I moved in, or before I purchased it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. In my belief that it's 319 is the real number.
Can you tell me when it was against her that you purchased that?
I think it was in like a month.
That'd be all right.
But it wasn't. It was last year in January.
The settlement date is here on the contract.
It looks like January.
January 31st.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I've really only paid the taxes on it one time since I purchased it. And when I paid at that time, they said, you know, I thought it was, I knew I had to pay that because that's how it works. But they said if you wanted to appeal it, you had to wait till what we're doing right now.
Sir, if you could hold just a moment. Nathan?
Sure.
I move that on BOE number 20120024, we lower the appraised valuation to the purchase price of $319,000.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to move the valuation of this property to the amount that purchaser paid, which was $319,000. That is BOE number 20120600024. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Longley, we're going to send this to you in writing, but your property valuation has been lowered as per your request.
Thank you very much. And well, I guess at the end of the year, I'll get a new statement stating what my taxes are?
Yes, you'll have a new statement, but you're also going to receive confirmation from the county clerk's office as to what that total valuation will be.
Fantastic. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Krause.
Thank you, Nathan. We're back on time. Back on schedule.
Next, we have Kenneth and Linda Krause. And I have that they were going to appear in person.
Tell us about, have you got that, the property itself? Just as I find it here. It says it's on Lakewood Drive?
Mm-hmm. It's a Paradise Point condominium.
Paradise Point condominium.
So they paid $171,000. No, minus $15,000 for furniture. $156,000 is what they say the value is. you're right, it's supposed to say I'll appear in person. We have 236.
So he's scheduled for right now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Purchase price, what was that? October 14th, 11. That was pretty recent. I haven't gone to the others. Does he have a copy of these contracted?
Settlement statement, yes.
Yeah.
Does it say on that whether it was foreclosure or whether it was a short sale?
Would you go to the actual settlement statement?
He's got an appraisal on page 5 of 6.
Page where?
5 of 6. And I want you guys to turn to that page 5 of 6, especially Mr. Jeff. To look at the very top line. There are 8 comparable properties currently offered for sale in the subject neighborhood, ranging in a price from $245 to $309. Then when the appraiser gets done, he settles at $171. So there's lots of numbers need to be looked at in this appraisal. How you can take comparables of $245 to $309. I've got many sales in Paradise Point to say that this condo is worth $240,000. I can go get those and bring them to you.
Which comparables are you looking at?
Look the very top line. Read the very top line of this appraisal.
Right, it's hard to read.
It says there are 8 comparable properties currently offered for sale in the subject neighborhood, ranging in a price range from $245 to $309. Then you drop down to the very bottom line of this appraisal. He says it's worth $171,000.
Okay, I'm looking. I guess I'm, and I'll come back to that. I'm looking at the comparables that he offers us, and the comparables that he offers is $185, $135, and $167. But his statement is something different from that, right?
It appears to me it's something different.
But the
none of his comparables are in Paradise Point.
Right, Emerald Point. I don't know what the second one has. And Emerald Point. Gotcha. But it seems like his evidence is contradictory. And we have him at 236, right? 553? Appraised value.
That's what we have, 236, 553.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Unless we change, I refer back to Mr. Strophus and to James. Unless we have a change in policy, if they do not appear or call in.
Actually, can I speak to that?
Yeah.
We do have a change in that. We reviewed the statutes in the STC book, and they are not required to appear. And you are not supposed to bias them based on that.
So we're not what?
You're not supposed to bias their appeal based on that. They can present it on the evidence and not appear in person.
So what you're saying is, Tax Commission says for us to look at whatever it is that they've sent in, whether they're here or not.
Correct.
And we, last year, said if they're not here and they don't appear, then we're going to deny so that they have the opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission, right?
Yes.
Or we can look at the facts and we can deny.
Yes.
Or we can look at the facts and we can do something different.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that's a change from where we did that last year, but what I was going back to was what we had done in the past. If they didn't show up, because we had a lot of them that would send in and then not send any information in.
And well, there's no bias involved here. However you do it, they got the right to go to the State Tax Commission, and I kind of disagree with the State Tax Commission sending a comment down here that it's not biased on your part to do something. You can write in here, and you've got your automatic appeal to the State Tax Commission, whether the BOE does anything or not. So when we get using the word biased and
are you the Stevensons?
No.
No?
We're the Campbells. We have a 9 o'clock and we are willing to do by phone, but we happen to be fortunate enough to be in town.
Great.
We'll get with you shortly. No. Thank you, folks.
So I don't, like I say, it doesn't matter to me, but to start talking about bias.
Well, let's talk about this piece of property in particular. Your comments are that it's in line with the other properties.
Sure.
And, okay. I can't read in the middle of my page. What time is our next? Is it at 8:30?
Next one's at 8:45.
Not on my
No, 8:30. Stevenson's is 8:30.
It's whited out, James.
Oh, it's That's totally whited out, isn't it?
Yeah, Stevenson's is 8:30.
Okay.
I wonder if we might, since those folks still have 6 minutes to make their appointment in person, that we could jump to that next one and do a preliminary on it? Or do you want to stay on this?
I don't understand why we wouldn't just set the value at 170. Like we did the one prior, we have an appraisal, and we have a purchase price, and that was purchased. When was it purchased again? I guess that's
October of 2011.
I guess under the precedent that we just did prior, we have the two pieces.
The only difference, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I'm just saying the only difference is the last one was done January 31 of 11. Which is pretty cockpit and close to 1-1-11.
Right.
And this is nearly 11 months later.
That was going to be my question, is how far away from January 11 are we willing to go?
And my question to this appraiser, and I'll bring the information in here, why he don't have the 5 sales that has occurred in Paradise Point. Guys, I'm telling you, he's quoted right up there.
We're listening to you, James.
The top line versus the bottom line should tell you something about this appraisal. I have many sales in Paradise Point over $200,000. This appraisal automatically catches my eye. This is not something I have to study. His comments are there. Even the one that he says has sold as a comparable property is over $200,000. And then the appraisal comes in at 171.
It's a short sale. Would it show here somewhere on the set of the
Oh, yeah, it's too early.
Would it have any indication?
I said it was a while around there. Would it have an appraisal?
Yeah.
Kenny, if you get a chance, bring my sales down on condominiums, and if not, get Jim to print them out, and I'll provide them to the Board of Equalization on condominiums at Paradise Point.
That I've seen a lot of appraisals.
Do you have some comments, Jeff?
Well, just knowing, just from past experience, I'll probably agree with James on this one.
Sir, are you Mr. Krause?
No.
No. And you are?
Mark Sullivan.
Okay, thank you. And I apologize, I thought I could see you on the call now, but...
Yeah.
So your comment is, agree with the assessor. Why would there be such a conflict in what the statement is regarding the comparables and then the comparable or the comparables are going to give us, number one, are not from that area, number two,
clear.
Less than one, the statement was that it's fair.
Ron, I would suspect that he had to find something to sold, and if there's eight listed between those prices, they're not selling.
But did you see the second line,
he says,
the one that had sold?
It says from 200 to zero. Well, so was it 101?
200. And he come in at 171.
So that means that's the sale price was 200,000.
That's what it says on that second line.
But the second number says it was to zero. So I assume it's less than 200,000.
No, that would be the top number, the second number.
Fill it in.
I need my condo sales if we can find them for Paradise Point.
Okay, you want Kenny to come down here till we get that thing working?
No, get the IS department up there and get it fixed.
Okay, so condo letter for Paradise Point?
Condo sales for Paradise Point.
I'll vote with you.
Jeff?
Make a motion to deny BOE number ending in 0022.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE number ending in 0022. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Since is the next one teleconference?
They did not get moved.
I don't know what that means.
Oh. Okay. They are teleconference.
Okay. And we are right on time for them, correct? Let me get them called up.
This is a nightly rental? Those this is?
Yep. Personal residential nightly rental.
Captain Brand
bought this and it's not even October yet.
They have filled out, we added this affidavit of nightly rental use, so it tells you how many days it's available for rent.
We're not even there.
Does it tell you how many days it's
rented?
Stevenson,
830.
That one right there.
Stevenson?
20
available for total 365, rented 40.
Mm-hmm. When was this purchased? I mean, I see the settlement statement. Have you seen that yet?
It says on October 14th, 2012. So I guess it's going to be in the future. That is what it says on the very first page right there.
It's a foreclosure. So it's a future sale, okay?
What?
It may be a mistake.
Well, is this what we've got a number? Oop.
this is an error in calculation, according to Kenny Davis, and we've adjusted this property.